Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's now time that we found out more about what's happening in respect of these increases in food prices and what we can see in 2021. And joining us is Julie Smith. She's a researcher at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Julie, I was reading through the figures just now, and I was quite shocked. 17% across the board is higher than inflation, and in a like for like basket, we're looking at 520 rand more year between December 2019 and December 2020. What's the situation like, and what can we foresee happening in 2021?
Yeah, well, maybe we just recently got our Peter Maritzburg figures. We normally get our Cape Town, Joburg and Durban figures a bit later in the week. But just from today, I've just put our Peter Maritzburg data in, and we're seeing a 200 rand increase on the basket from December to January. 200 rand between December and January. So
1 month?
Yeah, in 1 month. And Maritzburg data tends to be much lower than what we see in Joburg and Durban and Cape Town. So we're in for a real struggle going forward.
And what does your research attribute this massive hike to?
We don't know. What we do know is that generally, you know, our data tracks higher in January. So prices tend to increase in January. Last year, for example, on our Peter Maritzburg figures, they increased by 130 rand. But now we're sitting at, as I said, a 200 rand increase month on month. It must be to do with some profiteering around, you know, in the retail sector in over the Christmas festive season. Although maybe what retailers don't seem to recognize is that now consumers have a lot less money in their pockets. So profiteering now is possibly not the best thing for South Africans, although we're not really clear whether it is profiteering or not, because the retail sector is very, you know, it's not very transparent.
If it is profiteering, does the Competition Commission have any recourse in respect of trying to help the consumer, or would this be the duty of the National Consumer Commission?
No, I mean, the regulations, they didn't cover all of the courts. So basically, our data checks low-income households. And the regulations are related to a lot of the basic foods that most households would expect to have a mix of it. It doesn't track all, I mean, it doesn't regulate all of them. For example, it doesn't regulate sugar beans, which is an important form of protein, and it doesn't regulate the price of bread, and you'd expect that bread would be definitely regulated. What we've seen around the Competition Commission is that they've really been quite distracted, I suppose, by the PPE. You know, so when they brought up the regulations, that was where the greatest focus was. And then they also tend to focus around the fresh produce market. They don't really tend to focus much on maize meal and rice and cake flour and sugar and oil, which they should be. So I think maybe their focus area needs to be a bit more specific around, you know, what do most South Africans eat. But in terms of them stepping in to regulate it, they do say they are trying, but you know, we still see prices increasing every month.
Judy, I don't know. For me, when it comes to profiteering on such a large scale, especially in the midst of a pandemic, I think that's borderline a crime against humanity. But then again, that's my personal opinion. Tell us a little bit more about what your organization does, the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group.
Basically, you know, our focus area is around affordability. And through the lens of the plate, we can get quite a good sense of how the economy is performing and how it's structured. So if people aren't able to afford a proper nutritious diet, if mothers aren't able to feed their children, then it suggests that there's something terribly wrong with how our economy is performing and how it's functioning. But right now, in terms of affordability, you know, households have all sorts of expenses, not just food. They have electricity, they have transport. These are the big ones. And it's very hard to sort of cut down on your transport to work and back and cut down on electricity. So most households, if they're struggling, they cut back on food. Now, of course, food is core to everything. Food is core to our well-being. It's core to our productivity in the workplace. For kids, if they don't eat properly, then they aren't going to take in the investment that you receive at school. If you don't eat properly, you get sick. If you don't eat properly in a pandemic and your immune system is not functioning properly, then it means that we subject ourselves to, you know, to death and to dying. So food really is core to all of our social and economic outcomes, but also the base of humanity. So we suggesting that, you know, the strong focus should be to ensure that everyone in South Africa is able to eat a proper nutritious diet, because that would enable us to protect ourselves from COVID and all sorts of other illnesses when we get it. But just generally, in terms of all of our economic outcomes, all of our social outcomes, if we eat properly, then, you know, society functions much better.
Judy, what I find to be a bizarre phenomenon in South Africa is the fact that tomorrow we're about to experience a petrol hike. And the minute we see a fuel price hike, it impacts on food because food has to be transported. But when we see a drop in the petrol price, we don't see a converse drop in food. Is this an international phenomenon? Is this part of the whole profiteering?
We aren't sure, but we've also picked it up over the years. You know, the fuel price goes up, food prices then go up, the fuel price comes down, food prices stay the same, and taxi fares stay the same, you know. So it does, you know, there was, we had an argument last year or the year before that the crude oil price had dropped quite significantly, and yet we still saw food prices rising. So there does seem to us to be a phenomenon in South Africa where when fuel prices increase and when food prices increase, they don't tend to come down. So that's why we worry, because these food prices that we're seeing, you know, they're incredibly high. And even if the factors that contribute to increasing food prices, you know, they sort of subside, if they come down, the cost of the basket of food will probably stay the same. And that's a significant problem for people who now find less money in their pockets, and they're having to make terrible decisions about their family's health. And, of course, we're going to get sicker, and we're going to be less productive in the workplace.
Julie Smith, the researcher at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group, I thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with us your research.
Thank you very much.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.